Shot the deacon, but even through the storm, and I'm telling you, it's your season. In Greenpoint, they shot in the air because they thought y'all was leaving. But we lying, say they robbing. So folk cut out the hill, man, that's why we gotta learn to go and help our own self. And I can't put faith in man because he got a lot of wealth. Just know that God is walking with me every single step. Man, I gotta help my brother because I know that's what's right. And use my time to serve you because I'm gonna be the light. Just keep my mind on Jesus and focus on that flight. Faith of a mustard seed, and everything alright. Come on.
The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything in Jesus' name. The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything in Jesus' name.
He's the first and the last.
You gotta believe.
That you need in Jesus' name. Every tongue will confess that He is Lord.
You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need.
Yes, I can go through all things. I can do all things. I can conquer all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened me. Yes, welcome family to the Now Network News at 7 Pacific, 9 Central, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Yes, join myself, Minister Terry, Minister Rashad, as we co-anchor together the weekly news here on the Now Network. And yes, I will bring a pastoral view of Christian news along with my unique perspective and dialogue on hot topic. And I will also provide that biblical solutions and answers in that segment of Ask the Pastor. We invite you to submit your questions. We invite you to dial one to ask your question. You can even dial one now if you have a question for the pastor. And that's me, yes, that will answer that. Yes, Minister Terry will keep us up to date with what's the word on the current events in our nation, in the solutions to our finances and things like that. And then Minister Rashad, he'll keep us informed on all of the financial news in the Money Minute here on the Now Network. And yes, this is a new venture here on the Now Network. We've been talking about the Now Network news for since the inception of the Now Network. But God has now bringing together a team of like-minded believers that want to inform not just themselves, but everyone what is going on and what we need to be aware of. And I'm so gracious tonight to lead the show. I'm going to, before I get started, go ahead and bring in my co-anchors, Minister Terry. Good evening, woman of God. How are you? This is the Now News. What's up?
Ooh, good evening, family. Glory be to God. I am doing well, blessed and highly favored by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
By who?
Jesus Christ. I didn't make a mistake. Hallelujah.
No, anytime I can take an opportunity to do that, but I just wanted to say good evening. Now, Minister Rashad, I cannot remember his number. I need you to dial one if you're on the line right now. I would definitely love to introduce you and say hello before we get started. See, if I don't call a lot of people, to tell you the truth. So it's do you remember Minister Terry? Since we're getting on this subject here and we have a little moment to see, and I see Minister Rashad there. Do you remember when you could remember everybody's phone number?
Yes, that was before, you know, the iPhones and the phones and the smartphones, you put them in. You know what, though, Pastor E? I still remember our home number in Compton, 6391916. Maybe because, you know, we gave it out so much back then. But I still remember that one.
Well, I remember our 639 number too, and so that's cute. But it's unique that before we didn't have those all the devices and everything, and you could just who's homeboy number? Oh man, 555-333-2221. Now you'd be like, hold on, let me get my phone. I have to look it up. But we're gonna bring you back for your segment of What's the Word.
Amen.
Let's say a good evening to Minister Rashad. Good evening, sir. How are you, man of God?
Good evening, Pastor E, man of God, yourself. I am well. Happy Abundance Day to you all. Minister Terry, good evening to you as well, woman of God. It's a joy and a delight to be here this evening.
Amen, amen. We're going to also be bringing you back for your segment. But I want to kick this thing off tonight with some things that are going in our nation. I know that we'll probably get a lot of feedback from both of our co-anchors about the issues that I may speak on, but this is just something the Lord has put on me to kick off this show tonight. And this is that time for Ask the Pastor. We want you to get ready. We want you to be prepared to ask the questions so you can get the answers. But we want to talk about current events in our nation right now here on the Now Network News for you and for me. First thing that we want to talk about tonight is the massacre that is going on and is still going on, and you say, well, it's over. No, that is still going on in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome, welcome. We want to say thank God, first of all, for still being God. And there's a lot of things that are going on in our nation, and it just continue to grow and continue to expound. But there is something that's really been put on my heart as the manager here. I have no other title but to manage what God has given us here. And the question that continue, because you know, when you look at all these things and when you see all the stuff that's going on, the first thing that happens is normally this is just natural for our bodies, our flesh, our inner person that is now led by emotions, is to get angry and to say, wow, how could someone do, wow, and to get, you know, vindictive and things. And God had to pull me back to say, you know, my family wasn't there, and we were definitely want to concern ourselves over praying for everyone, not excluding one person involved in the massacre in Las Vegas, or the shooting in Orlando, or the North Carolina shooting, or any other of the catastrophes, the young men being just murdered by some of our law enforcement. We want to continue to pray for those families, and we want to extend the portion room that it is established here on the Now Network, that it extends to all those that are in need and all those that are wanting to help. But the question to me how are we supposed to react to all the things that are happening? And I'm continually challenged with something that has been very, very evident in my ministry, and that is the spirit of repentance. Now, repentance is turning away from and turning completely to God. That's saying I turn away completely, not halfway, meet God halfway and he gets me the other half. No, I turn completely from it, and then I turn completely to God. So now I am now moving in another level or another direction than I ever have before. But repentance does not move or operate by itself. Because to repent, you must now, I mean, it goes with belief. You cannot believe in repentance if you do not believe. You cannot believe in salvation unless you believe. But it doesn't just stop with believing. You must now forgive. See, it's a threefold motion that us as believers have to take the steps, the necessary steps to be in order with God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We can easily say or blame it and say it's for this reason or for that reason. But to be true children of God, the Bible tells us that we must stay consistent. So before we get to talking about all of the issues and the things that are happening, are we going to, in our mindset, stay consistent to know our post? Something we want to cry out to everyone that is connected with this network, that we want to, and we put this out there earlier, that someone else could take it up and do it, but nobody has said one thing other than I had one person already call and dedicate themselves, and I know that ministry is praying over their assignment. But we are going to distribute in the Ask the Pastor segment at the end of this broadcast about setting assignments to those of you on this broadcast willing to pray, not to question, not to analyze, not to overindulge, but to say, I'm on assignment to pray for this person, this entity, this government, this whatever. We're going to do that today on Ask the Pastor. But I want to say that when we are believers, true believers, if God is not slack to his promises, why are we? And I know that what was done was wrong. I know that was terrible. I know it was a massacre. Those things are evident on the outside. But as a believer, I must hold myself accountable. See, I must do better to see better. And if we really want to, as believers, see the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man be availing much, meaning you see the productivity of it, we must stand on the promises of God and say, you know what? I cannot judge. I cannot point my finger. I must stay on assignment. So my call to everyone that is connected, before we, as I said, I want to be very, very, very clear before we go into the issues, is that are we just talking about issues so we get more angry and have more ammunition and have more reason? But are we on assignment? On assignment for the gift that has been promised to you. Watch this in Acts chapter 2. Now, as my covenant partners out there, and this is the first week of the month that I really don't get a chance to minister, so I have to take this opportunity, is that my covenant partners out there, we need to start in Acts and get ready for the crossover, because we're preparing ourselves for something that has never, ever, ever been done before. I'm not trying to wait on the end time. I'm trying to get in the now time. But watch what is written here. And this is Peter. Watch what Peter says in chapter 2, verse 38. Then, now watch this word then. That means that's now you have to go to another level because you've said enough. But now then you must go to another level. He says, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you, oh my God, after we've already congregated and already had our fellowships, watch what the requirement for me is. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you and your children and to all who are afar, as many as the Lord our God will call. Now we know he called the world because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But in situations like this, do we know, are we really conscious that remission of sins is not our retaliation in the physical, but it is covering the actions in the spiritual? See, because just because I didn't drive my car and go try to retaliate on someone who did something wrong, spiritually, I could either be doing the will of God or doing my own will, because it's not so much the action, but the thought. And I want to put this in our spirit tonight, that as we look at Vegas, as we look at this, there's so many other instances that we could call out right now. And the same thing I say is let's pray. If we become stronger prayer warriors about the news, about the issues, about the current affairs, then we can really be effectual. Yes, effectual. That means we are being productive. And you see the results not on the physical, but in the spiritual. He said right there that you would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you and your children, but it starts with you. Point your finger back at yourself. It's just not they get it normally. And your mom and daddy was I'm a PK kid, but you got it. No, no, no. You got it because your parents put enough in it for you. But now it's time for me to step up my game. And to all are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. See, it's important, very important, that in our procedure, that we understand you must, first of all, repent. But do you know baptizing? I know I said this earlier at Sylvia Nunn's Angels in Bible Study, is that I know all of us could throw our hands up and say we've been in the water behind the pulpit with the white t-shirt or the white dress or the white whatever, and it was a shining on us because people said that he means to make a change. It's an outer expression that people can say, wow, he went that far? Because he must really need a change. But the change don't start on the outside or what you say. It starts in me and what I do. Am I going to be a true heir? Am I going to be truly a true son? And know that if I don't forgive. Oh, no, no. See, remember, repentance, you must believe. It takes belief to encourage the repentance. But then it gives you strength to forgive. Because the Bible says, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. See, you, me, and anyone else, our thoughts is what gets us down. Our thoughts is what turns us around. Our thoughts is what gets us in a situation where it's a no return situation. So you see what he says of the remission of sins. Do you know that when your first repent, when you repent, that's for all that old stuff. Remember, if you're a new creation in Christ, that means old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new again. That means because you repented and been forgiven because you forgave. But now in this walk, Where we come up against obstacles and we come up against it's so much stuff that can really make us angry, especially as minorities. We could really get angry. But as believers, we have to know that it's not what we do, but who we are doing it for and how we do it. So I can't point fingers. I cannot pass judgment. I cannot even, this is the best thing that works for me, is I don't even get involved in the hearsay or what that I say. That is between them and God. But my heart means everybody's going to make it. Some people on this line been in prison. Some people have been convicted of crimes. Some people have done this. We've done a lot of bad things. But God favored us. And this is, they call this what the editorial for the Now News is that we must forgive if we ever want to be forgiven. That's my segment here. For that point, I have a couple of news items I want to bring out that have been shared with me personally for the Now Network News. That is some very, 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 very important information that needs to get out here. We're going to share that, and then we're going to go to our next episode. This information will be shared again, but I definitely want to share this before we go any further on our editorial. Enrollment, if you're aware of the Affordable Care Act, it has not ended. They have not came up with a repeal or a replacement, but something is not going to be, and Minister Terry's probably jumping up and down because I got something in my spirit feels she was going to report the same thing. But the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, Obamacare, it starts if you need to re-enlist, and a lot of people do, because when Obamacare came up, remember, you had to reapply every year. November 1st, and it ends December 15th. Now, here's the big news about that. President Trump has reduced the advertising funds by 90% to announce when you can enroll. Meaning, remember last year, there was so many commercials and so many ads and so many reminders. You better get your Affordable Care Act. Sign up is now. That will not be happening. It will be on low streams. Cable entities will be out. It will be on your mainline areas that you'll be able to get that. But 90% of the funding for advertisement for the Affordable Care Act will be cut down. And that's to let you know when to enroll. So I encourage you to share this information with a lot of people that need to know this truth. That this is major. If you miss the enrollment on December 15th, you're out. And we don't want you to miss that thing. We will report this later in the Ask the Pastor segment. Then there are several places hiring right now, and this is nationwide. I want to throw out the names. We're going to post the numbers of companies that are hiring: FedEx, Home Depot, UPS, Verizon, Staples. And they are looking for employees right now. We have numbers for you to call, 1-800 numbers for you to call, that wherever you are in whatever city, whatever state that you're in, that you can apply for a job. It's time to go to work, and we want to help in any way possible. God is good. Thank you so much for this editorial from Pastor E here at the beginning of our broadcast, and we are going to segue over to What's the Word with Minister Terry.
Good evening, family. I'm here with some hot topics, the hot topics I believe Pastor Eve mentioned a little bit of it earlier, but it's the Las Vegas shooting. And we know, it's been on the news since Monday when we first found out about it. But let us all say we are blessed. We are blessed to be alive in this flesh. But are we alive in our spirit? You know, a lot of people have been asking and want to know why and how. So why? We already know, family. We already know that if you don't have the Spirit of God in you, the Word of God in you, then you have some other spirits that camp in you. There's been a lot of controversy with the weapons that was used. The rifles he used, semi-automatic, which was converted to an automatic firing rifle. They said it's some device, a bump fire stick, that it's legal to order that peace through, you can order it online, you can go buy it, but it's illegal to use it. So we do know the things of what happened. But now the hotels in Las Vegas, and I say Las Vegas because Las Vegas is a personal city to me. Up before 2011, we had lived, our family had almost lived in Las Vegas because our baby sister, rest in peace, she had moved and she had lived in Vegas for a long time, many years. And my mom used to say, call Las Vegas, Sin City, city where they give away free drinks and people gamble and throw away their money. And, you know, my mom was raised on the principles God taught us not to be foolish with our money. I haven't been back to Vegas since 2011. It was Thanksgiving, I remember, going there. And on the trip back home, we were in that Thanksgiving holiday traffic coming back. It took us 7.5 hours, me and my mom coming from Vegas to Bakersfield then. But just goes to show, Vegas, like every other city, is a night. And what happens in the city that gives us these names and stigmas. And they would say in Vegas, everything that stays in Vegas, happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas. But I like to say, family, through all the tragedy that occurred that late Sunday night when I found out it was Monday morning, when I looked at the news and these last few days of watching the news, the humility of everyone that's been involved, from the individuals that shelved their own body, they gave up their life for another to protect them under such, horrific circumstances. And then there were those that put them in cars and drove them to the hospital. My hat go off to the first responders of the city. My hats go off also to the hospital, to the doctor, to the nurse. In that vast amount of patients, critically injured patients at one time, you have to be just ready, willing, and able to save lives. And also family, and the coroner, my hat goes off to him. And such humility as Americans throughout the country have came forth. And they have raised, I think the last I felt it was over, I forgot how many million through the GoFundMe page. I believe it was over 9-10 million over on the GoFundMe page. This is humility, family. And family, through everything that's going on, we've been had in our state here, right in our country. We've been had hurricanes in our neighboring country, Mexico. They've been had major earthquakes. Fires have been going on. And then the shootings have been going on in our nation. The family, I tell you, some of those, they didn't know if this would be their last day in their fleshly body. And we don't. Either family, we don't know when our last days and our fleshly bodies will be. But we do know, family, we can be assured that we know we have eternal life in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And family, the president and the first lady, they made it to Las Vegas. I believe it was around noon today. And they were able to greet some of the victims' families and do what they had to do there. It's been a lot going on in our country. Some Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma. Then we moved over to Hurricane Maria. Now for the shootings, the fires on the West Coast. But we know God is still in control. And we can't lose our focus off of him. And I agree with Pastor E and continue to pray pray for those. And I pray for him, the one who, Mr. Paddock, Stephen Paddock, the one who did the mass shooting, that he may rest in peace because he has to be forgiven. And I pray for his family. I pray for the family of his family, that the Paddocks, that they were clueless as you and I. This is something we can't question why, and we can't question how. We know God is always in control. And we can't lose hope, and we have to have hope and healing. And healing, if we can help any of those, they may be afar, but there's something that we can do. And like Pastor E said, we can continue to pray. Pray for all of those affected. And pray for those that's healing, those that are healing in the hospital. Because there's still some that they're not out of the woods, so we have to continue to, in the name of Jesus. Family, that's it for my news today. But I do want to share. I want to share because October is a busy month this month. We have so many health awarenesses going on. First of all, I want to speak on breast cancer awareness. Breast cancer. 1 in 8 women and 1 in 1,000 men yearly and diagnosed with breast cancer. It's rare, family, in men. And there are 40,000 deaths per year. That's a high number, family. With breast cancer, early detection is key. For women, mammograms, self-breast exams, and for men, you can do some things. You can examine your breast area underneath the nipple. If you feel any hard lumps, that may be indicative of something to get checked. There are some things we can also do for, like any other cancer. We can eat. We can eat healthy. Increase the fruit and vegetables, garlic, broccoli, tomatoes, carrots, and leafy greens, what they call the leafy greens, that garden salad. Those are healthy because they're full of antioxidants. And the antioxidants, they fight out cancer-forming cells. We can also avoid obesity, something I have to work on too, family. I tell you, keeping our weight in control. We can avoid alcohol, and we can also avoid processed foods. Processed foods are culprit. A lot of people tend to grab processed food. Convenience doesn't always mean it's good for you. Amen? And also, family, we can exercise. Exercise is always a good priority. Speaking to myself now, too. Hallelujah, family. The one thing, family, we want to make sure we're doing throughout the month of October for honoring breast cancer awareness, we can wear pink. Support the cause, because every day 4,000 are lost yearly. Amen. Our next health, family, is domestic violence awareness.
Hey,
domestic
violence.
Terry, Mr.
Terry. Yes. Before you bounce over, hold on 1 second. I want to share. Since you were talking about breast cancer here in the city of Compton, October the 14th is the 6th annual Compton Walk for a Cure. It starts at 7 a.m. on that Saturday morning of October 14th. The walk begins at 8:30 a.m. They have onboard mammograms right there. You need to call now and to get registered for that at that place. It's right on the corner of Wilmington and Greenleaf, where they'll be starting to walk at. It's on the parkings at Walton Middle School, and that is put together with our councilwoman here in Compton, Jaina Zarita and Compton Unified School District Board of President Satra Zarita here in Compton. Amen. It's the sixth annual, again, Walk for a Cure, and that is for breast cancer. They are doing mammograms there.
Okay, and Pastor, did they have a time on that when it's starting?
Yeah, I just said 7 a.m.
7 a.m. You know what? And I just
wrote it too. Yeah, 7, and then it starts at 7, and the walk begins at 8:30.
8:30, okay.
Yes.
That there. All right. I had that information.
And there's a flyer on my page. We're going to be posting that on the What's the Word page, on the Women Speak Now page, and all of my links that we want to definitely support here in the city of Compton, the sixth annual Compton Walk for a Cure. And yes, Jaina and Satra Zarita they're teaming up and doing some great things here in Compton, and we want to support them.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
And then you just brought up something else. I'm glad we're gonna collab on this one. You said domestic violence in this month here. It's important for me as a male to say there's a lot of us out there, men, that don't want to speak out. Well, we're putting a cry out. We're putting a cry out that you come and speak out. We have a young man that's going to be our a guest on either Man Up or Real Talk. We're trying to get that all, the timing put together, that is going to share his experience with being in a domestic violence situation. And that really is going to break some bondages for us men to be truthful and to be transparent. And the Bible says that we should confess our sins to one another. So we're trying to open it up. And if you know someone, or if you have, and I could even say I've been in that situation. I was just smart enough to get away. That's another story altogether. And really promote that on both sides. We understand that it's heavier on the female side. So this isn't trying to take away from what's going on for the women, because we support and endorse, you know, no violence. But we want it to also be known that there's some men out there in hiding. There's some men out there in the closet that have not came out and are still in bondage. We want to get you released from that. It is only by Jesus that you could have that happen.
Amen. Amen, family. Yes. And so, family, we're going to continue. That was some awesome information, Pastor, you just shared with the breast cancer awareness, the walk that's going to be on in Compton on the 14th, starting 7 a.m. to 8:30 for the starting. Amen.
Well, it starts at 7, but the walk begins at 8:30. You'll probably get out of there around 11:30, depending on how fast you walk. This we're gonna get some exercise. We're gonna get some exercise out there, and maybe start a new routine.
Amen. Amen. Exercise is key.
Yes, it is. Oh, that's for you. Amen. Said that for all of us. It starts with me, though.
Amen. We got to point the fingers at each other. Amen.
No, I'm trying to tell you, when you point one out, you got four pointing back.
Yeah, right. All right.
Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you, woman of God. Great job.
Amen.
We're gonna transition over to Minister Rashad and the Money Minute. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Minister Rashad.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
That's your cue.
That's my cue. Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait. We're gonna do it again. Wait. Hold on. We're gonna do it again. We're gonna do it again. Hold on. Hey guys, all of our listeners, you know we really silly up in here at the Now Network. We are just transparent. It's gonna come. It's gonna flow. It's gonna flow as we start to really allow the Holy Spirit to move in us. But now we're gonna transition over to the Money Minute with Minister Rashad.
Amen. Amen. It's time. Okay, let's praise the Lord, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. First and foremost, brothers and sisters, I just want to also pass along my condolences to all the people that have been going through the trials and tribulations over these last couple of weeks between the hurricanes and the shootings and everything else that are in my heart, and definitely goes out to all of them. And there's nothing like the power of prayer, power of prayer. And so we're just going to stay in prayer and know that prayer is very powerful, and it can reach and touch people that are hundreds and even thousands of miles away from us. And we're just going to ask that those prayers continually go and lift up those people's spirits, lift up their energy, lift up their consciousness, and just bind and unite those that are out there to pull together and know that God is still on the throne. So I'm here for our five-minute money matter minute here, so I want to just go over a few things and re-echo some things I've said last week and add a little bit more to the mix of what we've been building on this foundation and talking about money. And so I hope that you're awake and you're paying attention. You're going to be able to take some action today. And just wanted to circle back with just two quick scriptures that I think are tied into, you know, talking about money. And this comes from the book of Proverbs, and this is Proverbs 13:18, and it says, "Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instructions." Those that refuse instruction. Next is Proverbs 13:20, is "He that walketh with the wise men shall be wise." And lastly is that Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but in the end are the ways of death." And we're not talking about a physical death. We're talking about finances here. And so all of these are from the book of Proverbs, and talk about the Solomon and the wise sayings that we need to be mindful of when it comes to handling and utilizing our money. And our wealth is our health, but our money comes from our mind. And so it's important that, you know, I know that God wants us to be wise with our money. God wants us to be diligent with our money. And God wants us to be rich spiritually, emotionally, and live that abundant life. But we can't do it if we don't know how to control it. And I realize that the enemy and the tricks and the lies that we have been given have been enslaving us for so long, and we've been using it incorrectly, and it leads to a lot of things we just talked about, stress. It leads to dis-ease because we're dis-eased in the mind. And so once we get this under control, it makes life a lot more easier. The other thing we need to look at is that in thinking about our money is in the great country that we live in, 90% of Americans at the age of 65, most of them can't retire. And they've had 40 years of working time, and they still are not able to retire. You know, some is by choice. They want to keep going. You know, they don't want to just sit at home. But others, when we're talking about financially, there's not enough coming in order to make those ends meet. And so if you were to stop for a moment, and if you're working right now and you got a full-time job, think about your gross income. Whatever you make on your gross income, let's say that's $5,000 a month now. You know, normally when you retire, you're only going to get about a third of that when you retire. So the point to the matter, if things are tight on you now and you're making $5,000 a month, imagine when you're only getting a third of that, which may be about $1,033 a month. You know, things will be a lot more tighter even then. And so if we don't start thinking about our money, thinking short-term, thinking long-term, you know, we're going to run into these serious problems. This is nothing new. Like they said, it's nothing new underneath the sun. These same problems and challenges have been going on for the last 30, 40, 50 years, and the only thing that's going to change is when you change. So it doesn't matter what, you know, if the government does anything or our state politicians do anything or our county, it's going to be, if it's to be, it's up to me. What are we going to do to make a difference in there? And so we have to be able to recognize this and be ready to make the change and make the switch to think differently. My last point I want to just illustrate on this is that last year, the average raise in America was between 2.3 to 2.7%. That's salaries and hourly wages across the country, the average. I'm not talking about everybody, but the average. And so if we was to break that down very quickly, if, say, you're making $20 an hour, and you got that 2.7% increase, you know that your income only went up 67 cents, approximately 67, 68 cents on that? I mean, how are you supposed to get ahead when we look at the cost of bread, the cost of movies, the cost of entertainment, the cost of housing are going beyond it? You know, gas went up 3 to 6%. Groceries are going up 4 to 5%. Housing is going up 9 to 11%. But your wages are only going up 2 to 7%. So this is bringing us back to, what do we need to do, Brother Rashad? And this is where we begin to take control, take action, and begin to have a plan to do better for ourselves. So the first thing is coming up with a way to track yourself. You know, if you got that money coming in, you need to be able to track what's happening. So what I'm going to ask my listeners to do, for those that want to participate and try to get on some type of system to set themselves up to watch and monitor so you can have, you can make better choices for yourself, I'm going to ask you to get another envelope. I know I asked you to get one last week, which was called our No Look envelope. This week, I'm just going to ask you to get a basic envelope. And I know a lot of us are busy. I know I'm busy too. I just want you, for the next 30 days, today is October 4th through November 4th, I want you to take every receipt, get a receipt for everything. When you leave the restaurant, you leave the shoe store, you leave the movie theater, you leave the gas station, you leave the lunch counter, the dinner counter, whatever you're doing, get a receipt. Every time you go to the store, get a receipt and just put it in that envelope for the month of November. And I know you're very busy, so you may not have time to write it all down, but right now I just want you to put those receipts in an envelope. And that way I want you to track this for the next 30 to 60 days. And then at the end of the 30 days, I want you to get out a piece of paper, or you can go online and go to most of the websites and just ask them for a budget sheet. And on there you can list all of your expenses on this budget sheet. And for those of you at the end, Pastor will give out a number. You can call me, and I can also send you one if you like as well, to make it simpler and easier for you. But I want you to break down your expenses for the month. I want you to put in your gas, how much you spent eating out, the entertainment, the clothing, the shoes, the car expense, the entertainment, the cell phone, the cable, your insurance, your car insurance, your life insurance, your tithes, your offering. How much do you spend eating out? You know, how much do you spend at Starbucks every day or every other day? How much did you spend on Sunday brunch once a week or once every other week? How much is the hair, the nails, the spa treatment? How much is your son or your husband's haircut? You know, how much is the food shopping bill every week when you spend the money? So any subscriptions you have, I want you to start listing that out on a budget sheet for the next 30 days and then the next 30 days after that, so you can kind of see, okay, where's our money going? And then you can start looking at ways on areas that you can cut back on. Obviously, we all sometimes overspend and have tendencies that, you know, just take us to the left there, and then there's just emergencies that come up. But if you are more conscious of it, you're more conscious on how you handle your money that comes into your hands every month. And then next, after you are setting up your budget on that, the next thing I want you to do, when you write down your finance, I want you to write down your financial goals. You know, when do you want to be out of debt? In 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? So put that together. Put a date on it. Without a date, your mind will never have anything as a frame of reference or a target to go for. You just say, one day I want to be out of debt. You know, we all have heard that, right? One day I want to get out of debt. One day I want to pay this off. One day I want to be, you know, totally good. Well, show me one day on the calendar, and I'll believe you. There's the 1st through the 30th. There's Monday through Sunday. There's January through December. But there's no date on the calendar called someday. And so you don't want to end up on that bus that says someday I'll, because it never gets to its final destination. But you want to put a target date on where you want to have this taken care of and then work ourselves backwards. Number two, and I'm going to speed up here a little bit more, is take stock of your expenses, what we just did. Take stock of those expenses, the car, the credit cards, the loans, the student loans, the mortgage if you have one. You know, how much is all of that combined when you put that together along with the other monthly expenses you have? Then number three on this list here is, once again, I said it last week and I'll say it again, learn to pay yourself first. Learn to pay yourself first. It's not the amount that counts. It's the habit and the discipline that's more important. So if you can only say $10 a pay period or $20 a pay period or $25, start there. But it's just a habit. You want to get into that habit. Next, if you get a raise this year, you know, God bless you. If you get a raise this year, you know, don't increase your lifestyle. You know, so many times, even I've done that before in my working years back then when I had to get my raise, I would always want to get a bigger place or a different car or, you know, start spending more money on other things that, you know, I really didn't need. So if you can take that next raise and act like you're still earning your same income and start putting that money away, that's going to have a compounding effect on where you're going and how you're paying off your bills, all right? And so when you're paying yourself first, please include your tithes and offerings in that as well. So put something away for you, and certainly, definitely put something away for God, because that's the magic key to keep the money coming in. You know, when you give to God, you know, he said that I'll make sure that your barns stay full and your wine vats stay full as well. Next, last two here is sign up for an automatic savings. You know, sometimes you can just tell your bank on the 15th of every month, the 12th of every month, the 30th of every month, you know, take a certain dollar out for me and put it away in a savings, okay? And I know last week we talked about, for those of you that were here, our no-look account, you know, still continue to do that. That's the money you have in your wallet, your purse, when you come in at the end of the day. You're just going to put that into, take a portion of that and put it into that no-look account and just let it go for the next 6 months, and don't count it, as we said, okay? And so those are the key ones that I wanted to – oh, no, I'm sorry. And then the last one here is is invest in a business that can pay you monthly or quarterly in some type of residual income. Find a business. This is probably an excellent time to find some type of home-based business that you can start. Or if you can't start one, look around. Maybe somebody already has a business going that you might be able to invest in. Now, that takes a lot of due diligence and looking into it. And I'm not a CPA. I'm not a certified financial planner or anything like that. But I'm just giving you some basic common things. You know, there are lots of businesses out there that you can invest in that would pay you out monthly or pay you out quarterly. And you can get a nice check coming in for yourself. Or the other side of that, too, as well, just to complement that as well, is look at starting your own home-based business. There are thousands and thousands of products and services on the Internet that you might be able to partner with or become an affiliate with and be able to start earning an extra $500 a month, an extra $1,000 a month. You know, Pastor, it's so interesting in talking to people over the last few years. They said, man, if I just had an extra $500 a month, Rashad, you know, that would give me enough money to come out ahead each month. I'm just short about $150 or $200 each month, you know, trying to make ends meet. If I just had an extra $500, you know, that would make a difference. So there are things on the Internet that may be suitable for you that you can do. Another thing you can do, maybe you can write a book. Everybody's got a story. Maybe you got a cookbook. Maybe you got a travel book. Maybe you got a story about your growing up in a certain neighborhood, and you can put that book online. Believe it or not, it's fast and it's easy, and people can download your book. What if you let them download? You had 8 little small chapters, and you let them download the first 2 chapters for free. And then if they liked the book, they would pay $2 to read the other 6 chapters. And you had 100,000 people come through and want to read the rest of your book. You do the math on that, $2 times 100,000 people, you know, that's a nice payday for somebody. So there's all kinds of ways that you can find another way to increase income. So I know on one side of the table we're talking about, Pastor, looking at your expenses and trying to maintain a budget. Nobody wants to cut back. It's like being on a diet. You know, they feel they have to give things up. But you want to be smart about your money. But on the other side, there's also another side that we can look at. How do I increase my income? And there's 2 right there. You know, we can invest in somebody else that already has a business that's up and running. We've done our homework on that. And 2, we can start a home-based business where we're making money for ourselves, or we have something with some type of residual income coming in. So this is the dawn of a new era here, ladies and gentlemen. The old ways that our parents did it and our grandparents did it, that way is gone and is never coming back again. But God still has an answer for you. God still has a way for you. God still has a means for you. And God will never give you an idea without giving you the provision to make it happen, okay? And so you may be thinking of something right now. You know, what the world is getting paid on today is intellectual property. Intellectual property. They're getting paid on people's minds. It's not so much what they're inventing, like a new car or a new radio. It's the mind power that they're paying for today. So I want you to maybe take this in the prayer as a suggestion today. Just take this in the prayer as a suggestion if you want to try it. Ask God, God, show me how to get paid using my mind and not my time. How do I get paid using my time and not my mind? Use my mind and not so much of my time. And there are people out there that are doing that today. They have set something up, and now they're getting paid because of their mind. Somebody's paying for the knowledge that you have inside of you or a system or a process or something that you can give them, and now they're running with it. Okay? And so you may not have the answer today. It may not come overnight, but just ask God for that and then start looking for that answer, and you'll be surprised and amazed when God comes back and whispers in your ear. You could be in the middle of driving your car, getting out of the shower, sitting down at the dinner table, and you're going to hear that little whisper, God has given you that here's a way. Don't hesitate. Stop what you're doing. Go write it down and then start doing the research and see how you can implement that idea, because all you need, All you need is one idea can earn you a fortune. One idea can turn your whole life around. One idea can set up you and your family and your legacy for the next 3, 4, 5 generations. One idea can have you crisscrossing the country. One idea can take you globally today. One idea. All you need is one. All you need is one. And I know that God has no respect of a person. What he did for one person, he can do for another. And that includes you, and that includes me. So, brothers and sisters, pay attention to what's going on, but at the same time, stay focused on what God wants you to do. Use your gifts. Manage your household. Manage your household. Be diligent. Be wise with your money. And continue to know that you have a way out of wherever you're at. You can go higher. You can go higher, and you can do more based on what you have. It's not what you start with. It's what you end with. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor E. Thank you so much for the opportunity tonight.
Hold up. You ain't going nowhere. We gotta talk. I need you to collaborate with me at this point right now, because you have dropped some dynamic nuggets. I want you guys to know that, yes, Minister Rashad, he is a vice president at Titan Financials that can help you in your business. You need to get in touch with him. But not also just that. I just heard a mentoring class with your name on it, because you have a lot of information that even can help me. I got 3 assignments before 2018. Mm. I'm not putting them out there because I'm not ready for nobody to throw them in my face yet. But I just wrote down 3 assignments for myself before the end of 2018 that can bring in more finances for the ministry. Because I'm a true believer in not tithes and offering to build a ministry, but to build people. Your tithes and your offering and your giving, that's for you and God. But the ministry should be built off of entrepreneurial business principles that we don't have to worry about if you can't make it this week or you can't give this week. Because a lot of churches wait around to see who's going to give on Sunday on whether they're going to be open the next Sunday.
Amen.
That's not what I believe ministry is effective. Ooh. The doors must be open to the church. And that's why so many doors have closed, because they weren't entrepreneurial and they were looking for tithes and offering to keep supplying the need of the church. But people can't give you what they don't have. Oh, my God. I am really believing that if you teach someone how to be successful, they will have no other turn but to sow into the place that has sown into them. And I know it's already happening. So I'm on assignment. Yeah. I hope there's many others out there on assignment. Let's see. Am I going to pull it out? No, I'm not going to pull it out, because that's the no-look envelope. And we're going to keep that because it's the no-look envelope. You only look. You know where I have a problem? When you're putting it in, looking.
Oh, okay.
I just look the other way.
You better turn out the lights and sneak it in there.
Look, the no-look envelope. How am I going to figure this thing out? I need to get a tunnel, a little funnel thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just drop the money in. It drops into the envelope, the no-look envelope. But now we have...
Close your eyes on that one.
Yes. But here, you hit us with another one. A receipt for everything. Are you serious? Do you know that's going to really make all of us saying, you know what, now I know why I'm so broke. It's going to hurt too. And it will hurt, but it will set you free. But you know, it's not going to take a month or two. 1 week, if you hold your receipts for 1 week, you're going to be like, really?
Why'd I do that? I know why I'm broke. Why'd I do that?
Mm. Oh my God. I don't even want to start that one, but I am.
Right.
I am going to commit to every receipt, but I need a weekly ledger, because I know, oh Lord Jesus, you called me out on that one. I don't mind confessing my sins, because if I confess them, he says he's faithful and just to forgive. And I have to go to a level to start to confessing to you, my brother, as well as you confessing to your brother, that we now can really be forgiven. And here, finally, before I go anywhere, I'm gonna make some money. You said,
amen.
Short book. And you said, the first 2 chapters away. I already know. You're giving away a lot of information here. God go bless you. And then charge for the other one $2 for the other six chapters. But if you had 100,000 people with $2, I don't know if you know multiplication like I know multiplication, but
tell me the number,
200,000.
Say it again.
Wait. Give away the first two chapters. Charge $2, not $9.99, not $10, $15.
You ain't gonna go through Amazon. $2 straight from you. $2
straight from you. You ain't gotta do no printing. You ain't gotta do no. Do some graphics because you want people to be impressed with the something when you first open.
Amen.
But you can do everything digital at $2, and if 100,000, oh my God.
Worldwide, we ain't talking about just U.S. What about somebody in Canada wants your book? What about somebody in China? What about somebody in Africa that wants your book and they just download it? Man, you're making money while you sleep.
$2. $2 times 100,000 is 200,000. And you don't have no.
That was the first year. That was the first year. What about year two?
The first year.
What if you left the book up there? You was crazy enough to leave the book up there for some strange reason. You just left it up there for a second year, and you only did $50,000 the second year.
Hey, that would be free offering.
Why are you working on the second book?
If somebody's right now, I'm in a moment. When I get in a moment, my cheeks get all giddy because I'm just grinning and I'm all happy. I know when the Holy Spirit is moving because it's just like you laugh so much your cheeks hurt. I haven't been laughing, but I'm smiling so much off of that principle. Ooh, Jesus.
Time to release it. Time to release it. We have not because we
ask. I just
need
to go transfer it from paper to computer.
Ooh.
I'm going to go to work.
Man, if you can't type, get somebody in junior high school to type it for you, okay? You know, don't give me no excuses. I don't know how to type, Rashad.
I wouldn't put it out there if I wasn't going to commit because I know you're going to ask me about it.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking to our family out there.
She may be 86.
Yeah.
She may be 92. He may be 55 with no driver's license and no teeth. But I'm telling you, you can still do it. All right?
I tell them like this,
Minister Rashad. And let them just take them notes.
I tell them like this. Can you do this?
Can you breathe?
Can you breathe? You is not too late. It is not too late. Oh, my God. This is the Now Network News for you. I want to bring in Minister Terry to continue. Wait, where's she at? Did she run away? No, she didn't. Well, I see Minister Rosalind. Where did Minister Terry go? Oh, there she is. We're going to bring our other co-anchor back in here with us. I'm all excited, you guys. Welcome, Minister Terry. Great segment on What's the Word, Minister Rashad. Hope you saw my message. I was like, listen, don't worry about time. That is valuable. Minister Cherry ain't worried about no time. She did what called her to do.
But
valuable nuggets.
Valuable.
That we can leave here different.
And you know what, Pastor E? And I was writing all these. And like Minister Rashad said, our church is going to be the first one he shared these nuggets with.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Well, you don't have to go online. I already have our team with P2P Ministries getting a business plan together. We're going to put it on Facebook, a budget plan together. We're going to get a generic plan for you, and we're just going to post it. And you can copy it or give me your email. We'll send it to you. We're going to do the groundwork for you. We want to make it as simple and easy as possible. And if you know somebody that wasn't on this broadcast tonight, you get me their information. We're going to get you a business plan, and we're going to get you a budget that you can sit in and fill in the blanks. All you have to do is fill in the blanks. We can work this thing. This is powerful. It's time for us to make a difference as the body of Christ. Oh, my God.
Amen. Amen. And Pastor, can I just share one last thing on this note too that I had here?
Let me back out. Let me mute myself again. Here, go ahead, because I got to get my pen.
Two last things I wanted to just share on this too. Praise the Lord.
Please share.
In a household, let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. The devil got that lie out there. Oh, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Well, the devil is a liar because a house divided won't stand. So if you're trying to get the finance together and he's over here on team A and you on team B, but we on team C together with Christ, then the house is going to be divided because you think you got $3,000 in the budget when you really got $2,500 and you overspent by $500. You know, or they're not with the program. So you got to really sit down and make sure that if there's two in the household together, that you're on the same page and that they are going for the same thing. They got the same goals. They got the same sometimes, you know, a lot of us have been remarried and we're starting over, and that, you know, sometimes get a little complicated. But we got to say, you know, okay, am I helping you pay off your credit cards or not? You're going to do this on your own? Okay, what's the time frame? So be cohesively together in how you're going to do it so there's no fighting, there's no friction, there's no, you know, arguments, which this money can disrupt, because, you know, they're now wondering why we're spending money differently. But if you're on the same page, then you understand the bigger picture. And then number two is learn to get with other people that are doing the same thing as you so you can maybe do an investment together. Maybe by myself, I can't buy this copy center or do this together. But when I come together with 3, 4, 5 people, now we can do it. So just as the pastor's saying, you know, we need to be more entrepreneurial mindset. You know, I've seen where certain churches, they have set up a church's chicken. They set up a Subway sandwich shop. They set up some other type of anchor next to or in the same shopping center if the church is in the shopping center that's making money to help offset as well as finance some of their other ministry ideas that they want to do for the community, so it's not a burden on the people. And at the same time, they're creating jobs for the people in the church that don't have one.
Putting
you
people
can work
to work.
Put
people putting to work. People to work. Yes.
So instead of the next building fund for the next building, why don't we get a building fund to buy the next franchise? Amen.
All okay. I can say is prophetically, speak the word. I think we're having another prophetic release tonight. You know, I share this all the time. You don't have to be called or labeled a prophet to prophesy. You just have to be available for God to speak through you and do the work. Oh, my God, you have prophetically spoke into my life. If you haven't spoken to it, I can't be just that all that selfish. But this seems like this broadcast is just for me because I am motivated. I got a plan of attack. I'm more focused and more conscious about my finances. And you guys on the network know I've even been more recently. Now I got a new life because I'm preparing for the other side. Are you guys ready for the crossover? Minister Rashad, I want to talk to you because we have a revival, a teleconference on the 31st of December going over into the first. I just got tongue-tied with January 1st. What a word of finance, what a word of God that I believe you can share in that. We're looking for as many ministers that want to minister on this telethon. We're trying to go 24 hours. We're going to start at 9 p.m. Pacific time, which is 12 midnight Eastern. And we're going to run that. Last year, we made it all the way till Minister Terry, how long did we make it? Until, I think, 12 hours. We had 12 ministers, and we did some praise and worship. About 13 hours last year. We're believing this season, and we believe in not making any kind of commitments to 2018, but making a commitment to God to cross over into something that we've never done before. And I know I'm better than I was last year. I'm not the same person that I was last year. And I decree and declare I won't be the same going over to the other side because I must be, a manager of God's business. And so it's really important. Mm-hmm. So we want to get you involved in that. This is dynamic for me.
Sir. Yes, sir.
What do you have going on? Now, we always want to make this open because there's people out there that may need your services. We want you to share what you have going on, what people can do to get in contact with you, follow you, get on the website, get some financial, advice from you, and go from there.
Amen, amen. Well, first and foremost, I mean, obviously, you can still reach out to Minister Terry Herbert, who is a leading candidate at our firm here, who does a tremendous job. And so, try to reach out to her first so you know she has her all of information on on the YouTube and on the Facebook, and you got her number as well. And if you can't get a hold of her, then feel free to give me a call on my number at 714-200-3313, 714-200-3313, and we can kind of, you know, look at your scenario and figure out if it's a personal situation we're trying to work on regarding your finances, or is it regarding business and trying to either get your business going or to expand your business. And so we're working on both sides of those. And, you know, obviously we're still doing advisory services for commercial real estate transactions and coming out with something really powerful that I'll share later on with you, not at this meeting, but the next meeting, about something we could all do collectively to take ourselves to that higher place and to that next level as well. So, you know, God has really put that on my heart that, you know, collectively we can do much more than we're doing now individually and get there a lot shorter than it would take if we did it by ourselves one-on-one. So that's definitely something coming. So stay tuned for that. You're going to be very, very pleased with that. And I think you'll be very excited to be part of that movement that we're going to be doing across the country on putting that program together. Secondly, I'm doing empowerment speaking at different churches, nonprofit organizations, schools, and talking about building wealth and debt elimination and empowering people to take control of their lives and start managing and doing the self-development that they need so God can use them and they can have the transformation that they're looking for. And if they're stuck, you know, let's get you unstuck. Let's answer the question. Let's find some solutions. Let's partner together and build what God's kingdom has called us to do here at this present time and in this season, which is so important right now. Otherwise, we're going to get left behind and swept off the chessboard. And God did not bring us here for that. He made us to be the leaders of this next generation coming in. And so yeah, we're trying to open up those doors and be able to lay the foundation so our kids and our children's children will know what to do and how to do, and they can just take the reins from us and keep it going from there. So I'm available to talk. You can find me on the Facebook as well at the I Am Empower. That's I-M-E-M-P-O-W-E-R-E-R. On Facebook, and that's also my website as well, and you can find out more information from there. But certainly looking to do any speaking engagements out in the community, empowering your teams, empowering your congregation, and talking about, more importantly, building that wealth and as well as eliminating that debt and giving you some principles and some concepts and some systems to systematically do that, because there, if there's a will, there is a way. Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I want to publicly repent because Minister Terry is and I know she's part of Titans, but I repent because let me tell you, if anybody you need to contact is Minister Terry with Titan Financial, and we are going to do this. Is, you see, this is a kick in the get in order aisle. We are going to promote this because this, I mean, why haven't you done your own commercial? Girl, you speak so much here on the network, and I always say, come on, share. And you never say this is your time to grow your business here. On the, I told you this before. Oh my God, we're gonna talk tomorrow. Yes. Oh, Jesus, help you, because it's not all on me. But I'm gonna repent. Yes. because now
Mr. Rashad. And,
yes,
and Pastor E. Now,
yes,
Pastor E and Minister Rashad has never told you that it's not Titans Financial, it's Titans Capital Partners. But you know, you guys, we are family. So with family, we don't correct each other. We just go with the flow.
No, you better correct me. Look, hold on. Wait a minute. Let me clarify something right now, because you know me, Mr. Terry.
Yes.
I'm not going to wait down the line to correct you. I'm gonna correct you in the beginning. I'm gonna say, whoa. No. It's not the Now Network, it's the Now Network.
Yes.
and so I'm not above anybody correcting. Yes. Please tell me. Now, say it again so I don't get it wrong, because I want all of our listeners to be precise about it. And I'm writing here, it's Titans
Capital with an AL. Partners. Titans Capital Partners, TCP.
Done. Won't happen again. I repent for that also.
And then also, Pastor E.
Believe me, I just want to do right. So, believe me, there was a time in my life. No, there was a time in my life. If you would have checked me like that, I would probably got a little attitude. But, oh, I thank God today. I thank God today. I can sit there and take the note and say, and take my instruction and say, you know what, you ain't nobody. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You took
thank
the instruction for me.
But Pastor E, let me see if you was able to get this one here on those financial goals. What did he say? Put a date. Because if you don't put a date.
Financial goals, he said put a target date.
You don't put a date,
it
can be any day.
Don't try to check me on my note taking.
No, it'll be someday. I know
okay,
you
so
got notes over there.
Oh, yes. I'm trying to write a whole principle today.
Yes. Glory to God.
Hey, man,
awesome.
I love you, too.
Awesome. I love you all, too. God bless you all. You know
capital
what?
Partners. Titan. Yes. Capital Partners. Titan. Capital Partners here
partners.
On the Now Network. Yes.
Yes. Amen. You know, I had one of my sisters on the line. I don't know if she was still on the line. Her name is Jennifer. Because I was going to ask one of you two to pray with me as I was praying with her today. Her son.
What's her number?
Her number is she's 652.
I think she hung up. If you text her and tell her to call back in, you should have told me that. Send me a message offline and say, hey, you need to pray. We'll stop everything for prayer.
Right.
We ain't talking
what
about
I'll
no
do,
money, no finances or anything else. It's time to pray.
Yeah. What I'll do is have her to push one tomorrow when she comes on.
Amen. Amen. 52 weeks of love.
Amen.
And, ooh, Evangelist Virginia, I know she on fire right now. Let's bring her in.
No. Oh, yes.
Huh? What?
Tomorrow is tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Now.
Why am I women. So? This week has been bad for me. I don't know. It's like we had a holiday
now.
Or something.
Yes.
No, I'm serious. It's like my whole week has been like, no, it's tomorrow Thursday and today. Today's Wednesday.
Yes.
Tomorrow's
yes.
Thursday. And then
women
Friday. Tomorrow is. Prophetess Lisa, Women Speak
yes.
Now. Yes.
Amen.
All right, bless you, woman of God. Closing remarks.
God bless you all, family.
Yes. Closing remarks, Minister Rashad.
Closing remarks. Just continue to keep in prayer and know that your situation is not beyond fixing with God. Things that are impossible with man are possible with God. You just got to ask him and then reach out for the wise people in your area. You know, iron sharpens iron. And as I read in Proverbs today, it said, get instructions. And so every month, you want to pick up maybe one new book to add to your library. So at the end of 12 months, you got 12 new books on how to manage and handle your finances. If you don't handle it, it's going to handle you. And when it handles you, you're not in a comfortable position. You are now the servant to the money instead of the money being a servant to you.
Amen, amen. In my closing remarks, I'm going to make it just real simple because it was something that Minister Rashad said that just kind of made me say, woo! Don't forget automatic savings. It could change my life. That automatic something that's done without you knowing it, it takes away from me even having to look at the no-look envelope. That automatic savings can show us how to really save. Now, we're getting into the season of White Friday 2017. Yes, spend no money on Black Friday. No sales, no internet. Save your money. Go put it into a African-American bank savings account. Commit to doing some community service. Commit to saving money like the no-look envelope for yourself. Pay yourself, but not to go spend it, to save it. Dedicate yourself to sowing $25 more just once before the end of the year into your ministry. Or into the Now Network or wherever you're being fed, sow in $25 before the end of this year, and watch God do some things for you because you set the standard And then look at the principles that are given now. See, those were my commitments last year. We did those. We're going to continue to do that. But now I'm looking at a new commitment. That receipt for everything, oh, that is going to shock my world. Putting financial goals with target dates. Not just saying it will come, it might come, but making target dates. Trying to find a way that my income increases. You can do it. I'm telling you, it's feasible when you're ready to go to work. Invest in a business. There's people out there right now, they're about to lose because they needed one person to come in and say, I believe in you and I'm going to help you as long as you pay me. Invest in a business you believe in. Those are the things that some goals that we can put in White Friday 2017 to say we go higher. Don't you know we go higher? Nothing should stay the same. Going over to the other side is something new, something never, ever, ever, ever done, talked about, heard about, listened by somebody else, or reenacted. It is something God has done because it's never been done here on earth, but always in heaven. Oh, my God. Let God bless you tonight as he has blessed me. I want you to know, family, that you are loved. You are honored. You are truly appreciated in Jesus' name. But the most important thing I need you to know, and I don't care how many times you say I say this over and over again, you are God's greatest miracle. God loved you. He formed you. He knows your name. He called you before the foundation of this earth. And watch this. You are his greatest miracle. If somebody out there cannot receive all these nuggets that have been given today because somebody tells you you're no good. There's some people out here that cannot receive the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit because someone has condemned you to never be anything. I want to tell you today, oh my God, and if I don't ever tell you anything in a message that comes from me, stop listening to anything that will tell you you cannot be who God already made you to be. You're not trying to be something new. He's already made you. You're trying to just become renewed and let him manifest the power in your life. I challenge you tonight to change your thinking. You change your thinking, you can change your finances and everything else because you know now your thoughts aren't yours, but your thoughts are the thoughts of God. Bless you in Jesus' name. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.